We woke up before the sun, those summer mornings on the farm. There wasn't any electricity, so once the sky turned dim in the evenings, there was little for us kids to do in the candlelight. While the adults talked softly into the night, my older sister and I would try to drift off to sleep in the stifling heat. We needed no alarm clocks. Our wake-up call was that first sliver of backlit golden dust streaming through the unscreened open window. The first sounds to reach my ears would be the chickens, their insistent clucking in competition for the grain my grandfather was already spreading around the yard. If I lazed in bed long enough, I'd smell the coffee brewing on the stove and hear the swishing of the water in the ceramic buckets my grandmother carried up from the well. Before she came into the house, she would softly sprinkle some of the water onto the dirt road in front of the doorstep so the cows wouldn't suffocate us with the dust they churned up as they passed by on their morning parade to the river. Most days, however, the last thing I wanted to do was stay in bed. I couldn't wait to get up and go outside. The only place I really wanted to be was among the animals. From as early as I can remember, I loved to spend hours walking with them or just silently watching them, trying to figure out how their wild minds worked. Whether it was a cat, a chicken, a bull, or a goat, I wanted to know what the world looked like through the eyes of each animal, and I wanted to understand that animal from the inside out. I never thought of them as the same as us, but I can't remember ever thinking animals were less than us either. I was always endlessly fascinated and delighted by our differences. My mother still tells me that from the time I could reach out and touch any animal, I could never learn enough about it. And always, the animals that attracted me most were dogs. In our family, having dogs around was like having water to drink. Canines were a constant presence in my childhood, and I can't overstate their importance to my development in becoming the man I am today. I wouldn't want to imagine a world that didn't have dogs in it. I respect dogs' dignity as proud and miraculous animals. I marvel at their loyalty, consistency, resiliency, and strength. I continue to grow spiritually from studying their seamless link with Mother Nature, despite thousands of years of living side by side with man. To say that I love dogs doesn't even come close to describing my deep feelings and affinity for them. I was very blessed to have had a wonderful childhood spent living in proximity to dogs and many other animals, since I also grew up in Mexico, in a very different culture from the one you have here in the United States. I had the advantage of seeing your country and customs from a newcomer's perspective. Though I'm not a veterinarian, a PhD, or a biologist, I have successfully rehabilitated thousands of problem dogs over the years, and it's both my observation and my opinion that many dogs in America are not as happy or as stable as they could be. I'd like to offer you a more balanced, healthier way to love your dog, a way that promises you the kind of deep connection you always dreamed of having with a non-human animal. I hope, after sharing with you my experiences and my personal story of a life shaped by dogs, you may begin to have a different perspective on the relationship we humans share with our canine friends.